Alright, people, this is the Bandit. And I am on the way. I'm on the way to work. And so I'm going to talk about some things today, or tonight, on the way to work. That's very, very, very vital. Very, very vital to, hey man, what you doing, man? What's up, man? Yeah, this guy just won't get out the way of the car. He got his daughter. I don't understand these guys. But anyway, yeah, I want to talk about something. I had a conversation today about black men and black in the black community. And I thought about it. Black men in the black community, and how can they, Jesus Christ, how can they be the head of their community? And so I thought about it. Sorry about that. I'm driving and people out here being assholes. Okay, now I'm ready to talk. Okay, here we go. Black men can never be the leaders of the black community. Not in this country, not in the United States. I want you to get this through your head. The black man will never be over his community. He will never be the leader. And here's why. Black women have been put in charge and over the black man and the black children. The black woman is not going to give up that power. She don't care how many black men turn out, or black boys turn out to be gay. She don't care how many of them go to prison. She don't care how many of them fail in life. As long as she has power, that's all she cares about. Power. And that's just the way it is. Now, don't hate me for telling you the truth about this situation. This is just the truth. This is the honest truth. Black women, you can't tell them anything. Now, am I talking about all black women? No, because only 23% of black women right now, they used to be 24, but I'm watching the numbers dwindle. Only 23% of black women in this country will see marriage. That's it. It's game time, y'all. It's game time. And the shot clock is ticking. Our United States government put black women in charge of you, black men. Is it the black woman's fault? Yes and no. Yes, because it's her fault because she knew having power over a man, she will not have respect for him. It is impossible for a woman to be over a man and have respect for him. I don't understand where women get this ideology that it's an equal partnership. That is a fucking lie. Women do not respect men that they're over. It just won't happen. It would never happen that way, and you just have to understand that. It would never happen that way. And so, don't hate the messenger. Okay? I will tell you why it's not her fault. And I'm pretty sure when I tell you why it's not her fault, why I said yes and no. It's yes and no. The reason why I say is the no part is because women don't realize that they have to be saved from this, from themselves. Every culture in the history of the world knows that a woman cannot handle power as a whole. I'm not talking about individual women. I'm talking about as a whole. Black women, women in general, not just black women, but women in general, were not designed to have power. Women were designed to be taken care of, to be protected, to be secured. All right? That's how women were designed. The men were designed to be expendable, to put his ass on the line for his woman and his kids. Okay? Most women don't understand that a man is in your life to protect you from yourself. That's why in most cultures, you go from the father to the husband. Because as you see it now, in this gynocentric society, women are trying to have it all, whatever the fuck that means. Women are trying to have it all. They want to go through their 20s. They late teens and 20s. They want to party. They want to go after their career. They want to, you know, they want to do what a man do. That's what they want to do. And it's not working for them. It's not working. And when they get 35 and 40 years old, they want to know, why can't they find a man? Where all the good men have gone? Now, getting back to the black community and black men. Black men, you will never be in charge of the black community. You will never be able to save your sons and daughters because your woman don't respect you. Her daddy is the government. Her daddy is the white government. Period. You have no power. You're being led by your phallus. Black men today think because they can get laid and have plenty of women in their bed, that makes them a man. That don't make you a man. That means you are falling for the setup. You're making children, illegitimate children, which I have done, because I used to be in that state. I used to be in that state where I thought having a woman made me a man, and having many women made me a man. If, matter of fact, for half of my life, it was my motivation. If women didn't like me, I felt less than a man. And a lot of these boys are growing up that way. Why? Because they raised by women, and the women in the household are saying, "Well, why you ain't got a girlfriend? You ain't no man. You don't get no pussy. If you try to check a black woman, she'll tell you that's why you don't get no pussy. Everything goes back to her pussy." In the black community, it's all about her ass and how wide she can spread it. Nobody is concerned about the mental capacity of these boys. And the reason I said the boys, because some simp is going to take care of the girls. When they get older, they're going to be young and hot. From the age of 13 years old, somebody's trying to fuck a young girl. So the girls are not going to have a problem getting a resource out of a man. Because those same, of a black man. Because those same fucking women are raising the boys too. And they're raising the boys to be simps. Be nice to her. Open the door for her. Be chivalrous. But they never tell you how the black woman should be with you. It's a fucking setup. They keep talking about how they want a real man, but they walking around looking like white women and a Malaysia woman, Asian woman, and they doing a terrible job at it. Gluing shit to their fucking head and patting on their damn heads every 5 damn minutes. Long fucking nails. Makeup everywhere. And a stank ass attitude. So black men, you're not gonna have no leadership. But I tell you what I do have for you. You can walk the fuck away. Because there are a lot of women out here in other cultures that will respect you, honor you, and treat you with respect. And it will make you be a better person. Let black women walk around talking about how strong and educated they are. Let them have it. Why are you walking around acting like you deserve this type of treatment? I'm dealing with a black girl right now. Not on a serious level, but a talking level. And you better bet your ass she respects me. There is no damn attitude. She talks to me like she got some sense. She's just like a little baby up under me, ball all up in my arms, like a little girl. She sure does. She's a girly girl. But she also had a father and a mother, and she's the only child. She wasn't raised up in the hood. She's black. But she wasn't raised up in no damn ghetto or hood where you have this type of philosophy. If your ass ain't not fucking selling drugs or gangbanging or being the hardest motherfucker on the block. If you ain't doing that, you ain't no damn man. She don't have that damn philosophy. She don't feel that way about men. And another reason, black men, that black women won't respect you or honor you and you can't lead her is because her and white men are the same side of the same fucking coin. They're both in agreement that they don't like your black ass. Do I get along with white people? Yes. Do I hate white people? No. When I speak by the same side of the same coin, I'm talking about a government system. This shit didn't happen in my lifetime. This shit happened under presidents and government before I was even born. So when I say the same side of the same coin, I'm not talking about today's government. I'm talking about the government that was set up for black women, laws and policy put in place for black women to be over us. And if we wake up as black men and walk away from these damn girls that's on Instagram and Facebook acting a fucking fool and OnlyFans and all that bullshit, acting stupid and showing their fucking body, don't pay them no fucking attention. Walk the fuck away. You need a woman to honor you, man. That's what you need, black men. When are you going to wake up and say, hey, I deserve respect? I'm a man, damn it. I deserve respect. And the first one should be respecting me as my woman. When a black man becomes of age, meaning that he is grown, his fucking mother should respect him as a man. Black women always talk about they love Jesus. In the Bible, Jesus Christ responded to his woman and addressed his mother as woman. He no longer called her mother. He no longer called her mama. He addressed her as woman. And that's why I'm trying to tell black men, your mother is not God. And if your mother don't have a man, maybe she should have picked a man that was going to stick around and raise you the right way. Stop hating your damn dad. Your dad did exactly what your ass doing. You got kids every fucking where? Your daddy got kids every fucking where. Why? Because women fuck ain't shit dudes. These damn black women don't want a dude that's in school. That guy that's a mathematician. The guy that know how to pull his fucking pants up when he put his clothes on and walk out in fucking public. These bitches don't want no upstanding man. They want an asshole. They like fucking drama. Period and point blank. And we walking around here worshiping women like they're God. Black women are not God. And I don't give a shit if your mother is black. Your goddamn mama ain't God. And you will never be over your damn community being weak to women. But you'll kill another brother for looking at you wrong. You'll kill a black dude for stepping on your damn shoe. But your mama can call you every fucking name in the book. Your baby mama can take you to court and snitch on you. You won't kill her fucking ass. It happens, but rarely. I don't see a bunch of black women dying because you took the damn thug to court. Nope. You see that shit every now and then. A motherfucker don't have nothing. And he say, well, fuck it. I'll kill this bitch and the kid. And that happens every now and then. Very rare. But we don't see no epidemic of black women just getting killed for snitching on the motherfucker that got her pregnant. But a black man, another black man snitch on your fucking ass. Oh, he has to die. He gotta fucking die. This motherfucker's a snitch. All you Negroes out there paying child support, and that bitch don't even let you see your fucking kids. But she's not a fucking snitch. Think about it, black men. Y'all talking about racism all the fucking time, and worry about the goddamn president. Let me tell you what the president got. He got money, he got his wife, and he got his fucking family, and he's doing what he set out to do in life. Why don't you get your fucking dreams in order? Why don't you worry about your goddamn plan and your goal? Stop begging motherfuckers for something and stop saying somebody owe you something. I take my ass to work every fucking night and work. And every opportunity that I have an opportunity to get, I'm on it. I'm not sitting back making excuses about why I can't do what I need to fucking do. And the reason why this shit is prevalent is because black men are being raised by his mama. Or his auntie. Or his grandmama. He had the same ideology as a woman. And this is hurting you. It's hurting you to the point that you're weak. Got attitude like a woman. You get mad and emotional like a woman. You're not good at critical thinking or problem solving. Most of you can't even complete a fucking thought in your own head. You can't complete a fucking sentence when somebody asks you something. It's stupid shit. Come out your goddamn mouth. So how the fuck can you lead a woman? Let alone a black woman. How the fuck can you lead a woman when your ass can't complete a fucking sentence in your own fucking head? You need to start thinking about this, black man. Your problem is not racism. Your problem is not slavery. Your problem is not Jim Crow. Your problem is not the laws. Your problem is you won't walk the fuck away from bullshit and let these fucking hoes drown. You don't know how to tell your mom to shut the fuck up. Tell your grandmother to shut the fuck up. Look, I told you, the shot clock is ticking. I know some of you talk about, man, I can't say it to my grandmother. My grandmother, my mama. That's my mama. The shot clock is ticking. And when that motherfucking shot clock hits zero, and you look in your hands and you have nothing to show for all this fucking loyalty that you're giving to a woman, your mama, your grandmama, your aunties. Black men are dying out here because of black women. And those black women are benefiting by GoFundMe and all kind of fucking shit. They're getting paid off sympathy over your death and they didn't give a fuck about you. That's my point. They didn't give a fuck about you from the beginning. From the beginning, your ass was used to get a fucking paycheck. That's it. You think since I have two grown children by two different women. I have my youngest one at home. That's by another fucking woman. Three baby mothers. You think they call me? You think my kids call me on the regular? And I paid every damn thing. I have receipts. The state sent me my letter saying I owe nothing else. Sir, you have paid everything in full. And I still have life insurance and insurance on all three of them. That's medical and life. And I have the receipts. You think any of them call me? You think my daughter calls me? No. My oldest boy, he working. He 22, 23. He working. I don't hear from him much. But when I do hear from him, he tell me he loves me. He cares about me. Hope to see me soon. I like, okay, son, I love you too. He's a man. I don't whine about him not calling me for a couple of weeks. He's a man. It's time for him to find out which way he want to go in life. But they mothers don't call me and say, hey, I appreciate. A man ain't not going to get appreciation. I've never expected that. But I'm just telling you the difference. Black man, you need to understand that you are a sacrificial lamb. You're expendable. But don't be a sacrificial lamb or expendable when you don't get respect. Don't do that. Don't be a sacrificial lamb if your woman or black women are not respecting you, black man. Don't sacrifice your life for a damn woman that don't respect you. And it's just hard truth right here. I don't give a shit if it's your grandmother or your mother. It started there. That's why we're so fucking weak as black men today. We're weak because it started right there in the home with women. They ran our daddies off. They made us hate our fucking fathers. And we grew up with a hatred for our fathers. And now we grew up to deal with a damn black bitch with an attitude and want to cause problems in our life. And then we become middle-aged like me, and then we don't find out until we're middle-aged, and then we make the change. I'm trying to reach somebody young out here that have not went through what I'm going through, what I went through. I can save somebody from going through what I went through. That's a wonderful joy. That, hey, this man, I came across this man's video. And I was about to marry a rotten bitch. But this guy right here, he opened my fucking eyes up. And I pursued what I needed to pursue. And now I make a lot of money. I got my own damn house and cars. And I'm free. I don't have to deal with no stupid shit. All because I ran across the quarantine bandit. The Corona Bandit. I ran across him. And I didn't have to go through the shit he went through. He saved me. If I could hear that one time, I've done my job. I've done my job. I can hear that shit one time. So that's why I'm trying to tell you. Black man, you need to wake up. Wake up. You will never be over the black community because black women don't respect you. And we have declared them God. Corona Bandit out.